Iran's supreme leader is accusing enemies of the Islamic Republic of stirring unrest across the country as the death toll from anti-government protests rises to 21. Iranian police have also reportedly arrested hundreds of protesters in the capital Tehran over the past few days. Flint Duxfield has more.
As the protests enter their sixth day, riot police are in place in several cities as security forces struggle to contain the boldest challenge to Iran's clerical leadership in almost a decade. Nine people were killed in Isfahan province during the protests on Monday night, according to state television, including two members of the security forces. For the first time since the protests began, Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei spoke, blaming the unrest on enemies of the state.
The enemy is poised for an opportunity, a breach to penetrate through. Look at the incidents in the past few days. All those who are against the Islamic Republic of Iran, those with cash, politics, weapons and intelligence apparatus, join hands so they may be able to create troubles for the Islamic regime, for the Islamic Republic. I have things to say about issues in the recent days to people. I will talk to people regarding these issues. God willing, when the time is right.
The Ayatollah didn't mention any enemies by name, but Ali Shamkhani, Secretary of the National Security Council, has publicly stated that the United States, Britain and Saudi Arabia are behind the riots. The demonstrations that broke out last week were initially focused on economic hardships and alleged corruption, but turned into political rallies, calling for the return of Shah Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, who was overthrown in the Iranian Revolution of 1979. Advisor to the Iranian opposition leader, Mir Hussein Mousavi, says the protesters believe the time is right for change.
They don't trust the regime anymore. They don't trust the government anymore. They don't trust themselves anymore. That is important. That is to say, with the structural corruption in the society, everything is rotten, or they think that everything is rotten. They have a feeling of injustice.
Protesters have also gathered at embassies around the world as leaders express concern over the use of force to quell the violence. But analysts are sceptical that change will come. Professor of Politics at Tehran University, Fawadi Zadi, says the overwhelming majority of Iranians don't support the protesters.
Obviously, the people who are chanting, they do want to change the government. But the people who are chanting are a few hundred in a city that is over 15 million, has over 15 million population. That silent majority are not interested in turning Iran into another Syria or Afghanistan.
US President Donald Trump has tweeted in support of the protesters, saying the people of Iran are finally acting against the brutal and corrupt Iranian regime. The people have little food, big inflation, and no human rights. The US is watching. But analyst Mehrad Vezinajad from the University of London believes President Trump's words will only allow the regime to claim the protests are being manipulated by foreign interests.
I think it will backfire, especially because it's from Trump. I mean, even if it was Obama, from any, let's say, more respectable or voice outside Iran, it would just play into the hand of the hardliners.
Without a clear unifying leader, Mehrad Vezinajad says the protests will likely peter out.
It's not just one slogan or one cause. So for that reason, and without leadership, I think it would phase out. And if it didn't, then I think it would be crushed. But that would be the safe bet, I'd say.
Iran analyst Mehrad Vezinajad, ending that report from Flint Duxfield.